We're up to Simon Kuf Ayin Beis. We'll try to do Kuf Ayin Beis and Kuf Ayin Gimel. Okay, Kuf Ayin Beis is entitled Misha Hichlis Ochlin Umashi on the Pi Vuho Bracha. Person puts food in his mouth without making a bracha. He forgot to make a bracha. Built off of a Gemara in Brachas and Afnun Ome Beis. I'm Rudo. Shachach. He forgot. Hichlis Ochlin Umashi on the Pi Vuho Bracha. He put food in his mouth without a bracha. We have three. The Gemara brings out to make a bracha. Then the Gemara says, "Lo kasha." The three braises are not contradicting each other. They're all talking about different scenarios. Spit it out when we're dealing with liquids. I'm sorry. Bolon. Swallow it when we're dealing with liquids. Polton. Spit it out if it's something that's not going to be disgusting. And put it on the side of your mouth if it's something that is going to be disgusting to spit it out. So just put it on the side of your mouth and try to make a bracha. Why, if it's not going to be disgusting, why spit it out? Why not just also leave it in your mouth and make a bracha? Because when you make a bracha, my whole mouth is full of the praises of Hashem. So there's no room in the mouth for other food when you're making a bracha. Okay, so the braisa here says that if you put liquids in your mouth without a bracha, you should swallow it. So the Rosh brings down from Rabbeinu Chananel that swallow the liquids and then you're not going to make a bracha Rishon on what you just drank. If you have no more to drink, so that's it, you lost the bracha. However, and that's how the Beis Yosef passes, as we shall soon see. The Rosh says, no, you swallow the liquids and then you make a bracha Rishon on the liquid that you just drank. Oh, you'll ask, but we learned back in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, there is a Shitas HaRaivid that says you can make a bracha Rishona retroactively. We don't paskin like the Raivid. So why all of a sudden the Rosh seems to be going to Shitas HaRaivid? The answer is no. The Rosh does not agree with the Raivid. The Rosh says in general, you're not allowed to make a bracha Rishona after you eat. If you miss the boat, you're out of luck. So what's the story over here? Here it's different because over there, I finish eating, then I remember I didn't make a bracha, you missed the boat. Over here, the food's in my mouth. It's still before I ate it. So the chiyuv bracha kind of sets in right now, but I got a problem. I can't make the bracha. My mouth is full of liquid. So since the chiyuv is always there, but my knowledge of the chiyuv and my cognizance, I don't know, my awareness of the chiyuv sets in right now, so therefore, this is different than the other case. So over there, the Rosh says you finish eating, you can't make a bracha Rishona. But if I remember when the liquid is still in my mouth, so then I swallow it, and then I make a bracha Rishona. The Prima Gadim has a kasha over here. According to the Taz, we learned back in Hilchos Kriya Shema that perhaps you can make a bracha with thinking. Why don't you think the bracha? There they seem to answer the kasha. Magen Avraham seems to answer the kasha by saying, once the liquid's in your mouth, it's kind of not edible anymore. No one else is going to eat it. So then maybe it's not really chayiv in a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see, doesn't like that svara. Then the Magen Avraham has another issue. Let's say you filled your mouth, full big fat mouth of liquid. And you went, oh, I didn't make a bracha. Now that's all the liquid you have. Now I'm going to swallow it. Point to the Rosh. Now I'm going to make a shahako. And they're going to make a bar nefashos back to back. Says Magen Avraham, we don't see such a thing. It's a little bit funny. So the Magen Avraham brings down a Ravid who says that this is only like b'shas l'tchak. You have no other liquid and you're really thirsty and you really need it. But if you have a whole cup of whatever and you can just spit it out, then really you should just spit it out. Why? Because if you swallow it, so first of all, there's a big shaila if you have to make a bracha Rishona on what you just drank. And then you also run into the Ravid's issue that maybe you always just make a bracha Rishona afterwards. And then you run into the Magen Avraham's issue of back-to-back brachos. So there's something missing here because if you have more to drink, then none of this is relevant. You make a bracha on the rest of the cup and finish. You solve all three problems. Yeah, I don't know. I gotta think about that a little bit. But
even with food, I would think that should be the case.
That what?
As long as you're still hungry, you have more food in front of you, swallow in your mouth, make a bracha, and eat some more.
Yeah, but the food that you're swallowing right now, you're eating without a bracha.
All right,
so
that's fine.
not spitting.
Okay, but that's not so simple. So if it's something that's not disgusting, spit it out. If it's something that is disgusting, you put it on the side of your mouth. No, the point is like this. By liquids, as a general, you can't make a bracha with liquid in your mouth. With some piece of cake in my mouth, I can make a bracha. I can put it on the side of my mouth, I can make a bracha. Liquids, it doesn't work so smoothly. Okay, that's the background. Let's see. Let's dive in. Okay, Kufayim Beis. Sif Aleph, Shachach, he forgot. V'hichnis mashkin l'toch piv lo bracha. He put liquids in his mouth that had a bracha. What should he do? Bol'an, he should swallow the liquid, says the Mechaber. V'einam avarech aleim bracha rishona. Like the Rach, you do not make a bracha rishona after you finished drinking. Hagar, no, says Rama. Some say that you do make a bracha rishona after you finish drinking. And that is near Iker. The Rashba Bishimarai Vivaharosh. The Rambam is debatable. Okay, let's see the Mishabura. Sivkatanala. Bolam. You're swallowing the liquids. Why? She'ev shalom paltan. You can't spit it out. Mimasi mifsidi. Because it's going to be disgusting and it's going to get ruined. The gam l'salkum l'tzarecha min lugma v'levar, to put it on the side of your mouth and make a bracha, like we said by salads, which we're going to learn in Siv Beis. And the yachalazah b'mashkin, you can't do that with liquids. She'ef sheladabri bo mashkin l'viv, it's hard to speak with liquid in your mouth. Hilkach, therefore, he tiru lo l'bolon. Therefore, they let him swallow it. The kasa b'dvush yisra, dim hichnas ma'at b'fiv, v'yachal bracha d'yatzchak, Yavarech. Let's say he put it into a little bit of liquid. And he can make a bracha with the liquid in his mouth, and he should in fact do that. Now here the Sharatzi on the bottom, Ois Gimel says, Ap the Kosav de la Perish Rach, Shetik Bamagin Abraham Bachal Gavni Lo Yavarech, Hishmati, Mishum Shoazarov, Riaz Vara, Kulamatiku Perish Rashi. Even though the Rach says not to make a bracha, many disagree. Okay, now the Mechaber holds you don't make a bracha afterwards. He doesn't have more to drink. And he needs these liquids. Again, we're not dealing with a society where you just open the faucet and out comes water. Aval im yesh lo yoseh, but if he has more to drink, yiflot, he should spit it out. V'lo yana b'li bracha, and not benefit from this world without a bracha. V'chein roi linog, and that is the proper way of acting.
Why should he spit it out the first, even if he doesn't have any?
Chazal did not require him to do that. Okay, so good. Dear Shu, footnote 1 addresses that point. Why did Chazal let you drink the liquids without a bracha? So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman that eating without a bracha is not inherently aser. You're not eating without a bracha because you have to make a bracha. So you have to make a bracha, but if you can't make a bracha, so then mamela, you're letting eat without a bracha. There's no inherent iser to eat without a bracha. There's an obligation to make a bracha before you eat. But I can't make a bracha now before I eat, because the food's ready in my mouth, it's going to get ruined. So Chazal said, all right, you're allowed to swallow it. Oh, it's iser to eat that bracha? It's not iser to eat that bracha. You must make a bracha before you eat. But here, you can't make a bracha before you eat, because the food's ready in your mouth. So they let you swallow it.
What about also Baal Tach?
For example, we learned back in the day, way back when, there's no iser to wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. There's just an obligation to put on tzitzis. So on Shabbos, where you can't put on tzitzis, there is no issur d'oraisa to wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. There might be an issur d'rabbanan, no issur d'oraisa. Because the Torah doesn't say it's forbidden to wear a four-cornered garment. The Torah says if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you must put on tzitzis. But now Shabbos. Shabbos, I'm not allowed to put on tzitzis. So Mamela, there's no Torah prohibition of wearing that four-cornered garment without tzitzis on Shabbos. It could be an issur d'rabbanan. But Minat Torah is not relevant. So to say that's what I was reminded of over here. There's no inherent issur to eat without a bracha. You want to eat, you must make a bracha. If you can't make a bracha, so then you're potter for making a bracha. But to make a bracha, then you're allowed to eat.
What about Baal Tach? Like, if you spit up the food, you're in ruin. Is the
Baal Tach the Baal Tach was yesterday's sugya, even though we didn't really get so into it. like ruining food. No, but batash is generally if there's no reason. Here, there's a reason. I don't want to benefit without a bracha. Okay, hold on a second. Now, the Rach Svara of not making a bracha and swallowing it without making a bracha, the Rach holds that once the liquid's in your mouth, again, we the Magen Avraham also says like this, once the liquid's in your mouth, it's kind of not liquid anymore, so it's disgusting and like no one else would drink it. I mean, it's in your mouth, you'll drink it, but so therefore it does not require a bracha. Now, I had a problem with that. That's not a problem. Who might have a problem with the rock? Well, I don't understand that, because that's what we said about the solid. Put the solid on the side of your mouth. All right? If it's disgusting, just spit out, put it on the side of your mouth. Well, no one's going to eat that from your mouth. Why over there the rock agrees you're going to make a bracha? That's a Gemara. So why is that better? Why is the solid better than liquid? I don't have an answer for that. But even the rock himself, the Mishnah doesn't accept. As the Dirshu points out from the Shaar Tzion, he says Sivka then Gimel.
Practicality, you can't move liquid to your side and make
a bracha. Where's food? You can't. Oh, that's it. Right, okay, yeah, it was Sif Kimmel. Sif Kimmel just brought down the rach says not to make a bracha, and that's because the liquid's already disgusting. But the Mishnah didn't go with that because many Rishonim disagree with that. I don't know why they disagree. You can disagree because why is it different than solids with the Mefurish Gemara that you make a bracha with the solid in your mouth, even though it's disgusting, no one's going to eat it out of your mouth. Or the fact that it's disgusting to someone else is, for me, it's yummy Coca-Cola. So the fact that you won't drink out of my mouth, why does that mean that for me it's not liquid anymore and I can't make a bracha? It's a big chiddush with the rach is. Okay, so the Mishnah does not accept it. Right. So the Maisa. You put liquids in your mouth. You remember you didn't make a bracha. Al pidin, mikra din, you're allowed to swallow it. Machaber says don't make a bracha afterwards, like the Rach. The Ramah says you do make a bracha afterwards, like the Rush. Mishmar sivkatan dal, the eishon de mavarech aleim. Hainu acha shabala mavarech aleim bracha rishona. After you swallow, you make a bracha rishona. And now he brings down the shayla from Kruf Samach Zayin Ches. Oh, we don't pass like the Rai, but you can make a bracha rishona after you eat. So the end of Mishmar Sikadon Dal, it's a shiny halacha, it's different over here. The Me'acha Shinizka, Bodu Befiv, since you remember while the food was still in your mouth, Hoya Olav Oz Chiyah Bracha. Then you have, at that point, you have a Chiyah Bracha. V'domiz Eksas, Ovi L'Asiyasan. Ela Shaloya Yocha Levarech, Lachin Lo Niftam in a Bracha, and therefore you make the Bracha afterwards. But it's not working with the Ravid. The Ravid says you only make a Bracha. Here it's only because you remember before you swallowed. And therefore the Chiyah set in, and then you can't make the Bracha now, so make the Bracha later. V'das rova poskim is not like the Ramah. K'day Rishona, that you're not going to make a bracha after you swallow. She'ena mavarach rak bracha achrona imshasa kishir v'chin hiskim el yirava. Shara tzir on the bottom. Ois hey kinei day Rishona shesaveres the bolam bli brachi das arach. The rach is one who says swallow without a bracha. V'la bechidahu, he is not a das yochid over here. He has many friends. Kikenu Gandas, Rashi, Viriaz, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, whole list over here. Okay. There he also brings in that Ravid that you would make a bracha even if you didn't remember. But he says we don't include that Ravid, we don't pass on the Ravid is out. Which is interesting. He says we're not mitzarif him at all, but another place in the Mishabura says b'choshi v'shitas arayvid, you should eat more food afterwards so you can make a bracha, and maybe chab shitas arayvid that it works on my friend. Okay. Okay, the Bir Halacha concludes that one who's makel and swallows and doesn't make a bracha, yesh lo mi lismach. The makel is the ein demchos biyado. Okay, sif beis is the solids. Shachach v'hignis ochel and toch pi below bracha, he forgot. And he put food in his mouth without a bracha. If it's not going to be disgusting, if he spits it out, so you spit it out, make a bracha, and then put it back in your mouth. If it's something that's disgusting, so put it misalko tzad echad umavarech. Put it inside your mouth and make a bracha. Oh, so Rosh Hashanah addresses what you guys are thinking. Hold on. Mishmasu katan zayin. Kadei shei piv reikam b'shas bracha. Why are you spitting it out? Why can't the chachir just make a bracha with food in your mouth? Like we said before, yimali pita asecha. The cost of a eshko mehar shamina man the mevarech bracha asecha bracha melo pume velo legamkin. Don't stutter. Don't stumble. Make a bracha. Move your lips. Some Israeli kids that I know speak without moving their lips. And you can't understand the word they say. We make a bracha, move your lips. Your whole mouth should be involved in the bracha. Okay. Now, nowadays, if you're sitting at a table with people, there is no item of food that you can put in your mouth and spit out and it not be considered disgusting to the people around you. Unless it's a sucking candy. And Rosh Hashanah points that out. In footnote 7 in Dirshu. If the food's not disgusting, but you're with people, and therefore they're going to be, you know, disgusted with you, that you're spitting out the food, so then the chatchila, you put the food around the side of your mouth and make a bracha like that. And that's very relevant. That comes up.
Wait, if you're by yourself, you can't do it anytime?
If you're by yourself, it depends if it's disgusting or not disgusting. If the food's going to be disgusting.
To you, who cares? You don't care.
No, it's disgusting to you. You spit it out and you're going to put it back in your mouth. That's disgusting, even to me, even if I'm all by myself. Okay, Dirshu in footnote 6 takes advantage of the opportunity to give us Musar and tell us that we should make bracha slowly and with kavana and not just. Okay. That is Kuf Ayin Beis. Now we are up to Kuf. Yeah, we will finish. Millions of listeners worldwide. Okay, Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel. Din Mayim Emtsoim. Okay, we heard of Mayim Rishonim. Before you eat bread, you wash Mayim Rishonim. Mayim Acharonim, we'll get to in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, I think. That's before you bench. Then, there's something called Mayim Emtsoim. In the middle of the meal, wash your hands. Why am I washing my hands in the middle of the meal? Stay tuned. Okay. Kuf Ayin Gimel Din Mayim Emtsoim Sif Aleph. Mayim Emtsoim Rishus. Middle waters, washing hands in the middle of the meal, is a Rishus. It is optional. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that if your hands are all dirty and icky and you have to make a bracha, that you should wash your hands. Your hands should be clean. Like, let's say you're eating, wings, and then someone brings out cucumbers. So your hands are all gross from the wings. The Nesha Tzara, they're very thoughtful. On wing day, they put a package of tissues on every table.
Wing day.
Okay. Anyway, so if your hands are dirty and you need to make a bracha, so then you should wash your hands. But aside for that, it sort of shows you don't need to wash your hands. That's in between different tavshilim. Avab min tavshil gvina chova. I am Birde Simin Pei Tes. Okay, so here basically we're talking about. We don't eat, after we eat meat or anything that has meat in it, we wait 6 hours to eat dairy. So that's not really, that can't be what we're talking about, must be the other way. But we are allowed to have first dairy and then have fleishig. So if you go from fleishigs to, from milchigs to fleishigs, okay, so if it's, I'm having cereal and then someone brings me chicken soup, okay, you're supposed to wash out your mouth and eat some food in the middle. I have to wash my hands. But if I'm holding on to a big string cheese and I'm peeling off the string cheese with my hands, and then someone brings out wings, so to touch those wings after touching the string cheese, so I should wash my hands. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis. So this is all sugya about some bchalav, some peites. So there's a chance of bagel. Even again, you should do the other. Even between your cereal and your chicken soup, you should wash your hands, but only if you touch it with your hands. Dirisha points out, you're using a spoon, you're using a fork, so then it's not necessary. Fine. That is Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, which is more relevant for us. Bein Basar, the Dagim, Chova, Lita, Mishum, the Kasha, the Baracher. You have your gefilte, the fish, and then you have your chicken soup, your meat. You must wash your hands, because we don't do meat and fish together. It can lead to tzara'as. And this is very severe, says the Shulchan Aruch. B'chamira sakanta me'isura. It's more chamer than basa b'chalav, because basa b'chalav is only isur. It's not a danger, but tzara'as is dangerous. And b'yardeh simin kuf tes zayin. Mishra Rosh Sivkot and Gimel, Dover Acher, it's a Ras, right? I'm going to bump Shikosav. The Efshad Bizmanino in Sakana Kakal. Nowadays, it's not such a Sakana. We never saw anybody get a Ras from eating fish and meat. To become a Dvarm, the Shtano Ativim, the world's changed, people have changed, the Tevah's changed, and therefore, you don't have to be so Makbid. Now, we are still Makbid, we don't eat it together, we have a different set of silverware. Okay, but in terms of this Mayim and Tzoyim, we don't have Mayim and Tzoyim. That's like the marker of drinking, you know, schnapps between the fish and the chicken. Okay, Mishra Sifkatan Dalit. I'm Birdea Kufta Zayim. Mishan is Baba God. I mean, again, Shane Choshish in the Zah. We're not worried. He says, come on, come, Yeshacho, Dabar Ben Erem. This tells Tavi Kinoch Vadacha. You should eat something or drink something or both in between your fish and your meat. The Shara Tzin at the bottom of Ice Bays brings down the Chachmas Adam, that's the Chai Adam on Yerodea. Klaal Samachaz, Be'al Shono, Yeish, Nogin, Dirchot, Sidem, Be'basa, Be'dakim. They wash their hands between the fish and the meat. But Eimin HaTzarech is not necessary. But you should drink something in between so that you do not eat them together. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say you need Kinuach Ve'adacha, which would be eating something and drinking something. The Shara Tzin here at the bottom brings down Chai Adam, only drinking something. Now, if you're eating, you know, fish with your hands, and then you're going to eat chicken with your hands, maybe you should wash your hands. It says in Choshish in the Zeh, but then it's, maybe if the hands are clean. You stick to our traditions. So Dirisha brings down all sorts of fish and meat shilas. But the Bashishim, there's room to say that it's not even about the Bashishim. It's worse than Isser, it's Sakana. And now there's not really Sakana. So he brings down Ravazan's Makel in that. What if he says even Suffolk Shishim, you can be Makel, but Makom Hefzid, and it's going to ruin your covered Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham Chasam Sofer say that nowadays things change, it's not a Sakana. Magen Avraham, that's Mishnah Berurah quoted, and the Chasam Sofer. Okay, if you're touching with your hands, it sounds like you should wash your hands. If you're touching the fish with your hands and the chicken with your hands. Okay, we gotta hurry up. Gimel, Kol Hadvarim Hanogim Achronim Nogim Amtzayim. Whatever applies to Mayim Achronim applies to Mayim Amtzayim. We didn't learn Mayim Achronim yet. Bein Lahakya, Bein Lahachmir. Either way, two-way street. Chut mi Hetzach Adas, except for Hetzach Adas, which is not really relevant over here. Sheposa Amtzayim Neshadayim Rotzalecha V'yadam Tzichin Shimol. You don't need to dry hands. Mayim Rishonim, you do. Emtzayim, you do, because you're going to continue to eat the food, and if you touch your bread with wet hands, it's making the bread disgusting. And Hesach Hadas, which Mishnah Berurah points out, Hesach Hadas is really talking about the Mayim Rishonim. As long as you want to eat bread, let's say, you need to make sure your hands are clean. You wash your hands at the beginning of the meal, supposed to wash your hands. Watch over your washed hands. So here he says Hesach Hadas is not really relevant to Mayim and Tzoyim, but if you want to eat bread, you still have to be watching your washed hands from the Mayim Rishonim. Okay, Lemaisa, I don't think people do this Mayim and Tzoyim nowadays. Hagav Yesh Sha'ah, but again, if you're eating your fish with your hands and you're eating your chicken with your hands, then you should. Yesh Sha'ah Mershem Tzoyim Tzichim Dafka Mayim, Mashinkim Bachronim, we're learning Kuf Pei Aleph, that maybe you can use other liquids for mayim achronim, even though it's not a great thing to do, as we learned yesterday, because you're ruining good liquids. But mayim etzayim, you need dafka water.